Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Gangster New Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. And glad to have you all here. And I just want to sit here and say real quickly, if D's out there listening, I'm having trouble with my computer, so I'm having trouble pulling up the switchboard. If April can hear me. Also, I'm having trouble with the switchboard. I need some help from somebody until we can figure out what's going on this end. Because I've checked everything, the connection's there. We got all the bars going on and everything. It's like, it's still baffling. I have no idea. And right now we're actually trying to do a system restore, so we can see if that makes any difference. But until then, if D can hear me, hopefully, then please pull up the switchboard in the chat room so we can give everybody a chance to actually get some questions answered. And also really chat in the chat room itself. So, if you're out there, please listen and that kind of thing and jump in there. Until then, we're going to sit here and try to work on this. So, if you want to call in, or if you're in there listening and you're in the queue right now, just stick with us and we'll get to you. I promise we will definitely figure out something here and go a different route and get this thing done. So, Hello? So with the situation at hand, when it comes to that point of calling in, the number is 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. Also, a word from our sponsors is Richard Palenga, who actually has a website out there called DivineBodyWash.com. And he's saying for each one of our listeners out there that are listening and all the callers, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of his body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will throw in a bottle of body mist. So go check out his website. These are some great products, DivineBodyWash.com. And also, I do private readings as well. And simply put, we have some really great specials going on this month. And for example, for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. So jump on those prices before the end of the month. We really want to sit there and make a big difference in a lot of people's lives, and we also want to be able to put more into the show and maybe even, I don't know, maybe invest in a real studio. Anyway, we got a real good studio going here. It's just, yeah, anyway, for other stuff to come up. But if you want to take advantage of the 60-minute reading or 40-minute reading or 20-minute reading, there are one's $33.33, the other one's $22.22, and the other one's $11.11. Okay, we also have a one-card angel reading, which takes about 15 minutes. That's only $9.99 right now. And we also have 90-minute to two-hour sessions, where you can also do a life coaching, relationships, also relationship counseling, life coaching, and also we throw in angel card readings with those two. 90-minute to two-hour sessions are only going for $77.77 this month, so get in there. We also do group readings either on Skype or in person. We also do parties either through Skype or in person. And those are usually going for $150 flat fee, but right now, you can get those for $77.77. So jump in there and get the whole thing. Get your party covered real quick right now. We're packing as we speak. We know you're going to call. Also, the sessions are also good, too, for people who might have kids that have special gifts and you don't know how to deal with it. So it's the idea of sitting down, working out sessions like that, especially with relationship counseling, too. We're all looking for the answers to make our lives better and our relationships with our kids, our spouses, and all those kind of things. So we work on that, too, as well. If you're also a person like Richard Palenga, who's our sponsor, and you'd like to sponsor this show, too, as well, it's a flat fee of $40 a month, and you can sponsor this show and also get you and your products sponsored and promoted. So jump in there and do that whole thing, too. But also we got the thing, too, if you want to advertise to this show, that's also another, that's all it is a $40 flat fee, and you can advertise on this show per month. So therefore, we're on 7 days a week. Guarantee it'd be a really good deal for you. And I guarantee you that what's happening tonight is something that doesn't happen all the time. If ever. It seems like we've got some atmospheric problems, and I don't know what's up with the other stuff. I really don't. Everything is working perfectly. So it's a baffle to me why we can't pull the switchboard up and that kind of stuff. But if D's out there, please, pull up that switchboard and just get down to doing some readings tonight and click on your phone so we can actually hear you. Also, with the situation with, if April's out there and she can hear me, to call in right now, get that switchboard pulled up so we can actually start taking some calls and working with some people and getting some answers out, get that message out there too as well. We're getting something going on here pretty soon, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to be up and running and be taking those readings. So when we do, get ready for it. Write down the number now, 646-721-9031. As we were sitting going over some things, we've been talking about a lot about relationships and stuff, and I was actually has a lot of things going on right now where I've actually seen the numbers all ending in 22s. That's interesting in itself, I'm telling you. I saw today it was, every time I turn around, I saw twos. Two twos. 722. 422. It was just amazing that I always knew I was in the right place and that kind of stuff. And I was wondering, in the process of what I've done of coming here and creating what I want to do, getting an apartment and getting a shop and, you know, just upgrading a lot of things so we could have an even more better show. And then I looked up and I saw the number 222. And then I saw 1-2-2, so I was like, I think we're getting confirmation here. A lot of confirmation. So I know for a fact that when you read those numbers, like for example, I was actually checking it out myself right here. For example, like 3-2-2s. 3-2-2 says this. Let's get going here. It says, this is a strong message from the Ascended Masters, urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good that you desire. Yeah. That's 3-2-2, and I was actually called 4-2-2. Let's take a look at that one, too, as well. 4-2-2 says, this is a strong message from the angels asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered, because they are. So now we got the archangels, the angels, we got everybody working with them, man. I'm telling you, it's freaky. Where you just want to smack everybody and go, okay, I guess I should just let go and go with the faith, right? And then we sort of looking at, what was it? 1-2-2. And actually, we'll give you an idea what 2-2-2 is all about, too. I think it's important. Here we go. It says here, 2-2-2. Trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. Okay. So that's 2-2-2. Let's go into 1-2-2. So what's over there? Let's look it up real quick. Looking for that 1-2-2. And here we go. It says 1-2-2, stay filled with faith because heaven is working behind the scenes to help your manifestations appear. The more positive your thoughts and feelings, the faster and better this manifestation occurs. So let's sit here and focus on the situation and see what's up, you know what I'm saying? It's all focused and say, my computer is working perfectly, and before we know it, the switchboard will be popping up and we'll be able to get everybody on and start taking calls. Because everything is perfect. Why? Because that's what it is. And then sit and go and take a look at the situation. I've got some things going on. I can't figure out why. Oh. I've been dealing with headaches all freaking day. That's kind of crazy in itself. So we've got some things going through. I'm surprised Dee is not on the freaking line. She was supposed to be here. So this is a distressing one to everybody. I guess, you know, no one's responding just yet. Let's see what we can do here. I recommend you guys get this book. It's a great book. I'm serious. It's called Angel Numbers 101. The meanings of 111, 123, 444, and other number sequences. And see what happens with that situation. What we could do is take a look at the situation and see what's up. Let's see. Actually, there was a book out there by this woman I met here in Colorado Springs. And the book is called Calling All Children, The Seven Magical Tooth Fairies. It's a fairy tale about Lisa and the Seven Magical Tooth Fairies. It's a book written by Margaret Johnson, illustrated by Beverly Hilliard. It's a really good book. You should check it out. So also, when you're coming here, go to the Miramont Castle here in Manitou Springs. It's a great place. It's a nice castle. It's really full of a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, it's one of those situations where you just want to look at everything, see what's up, and it's a great, beautiful place, and there's a lot of things to do here and that kind of stuff. But there's one thing that you can definitely tell is the activity of spirits, ghosts, and affirmations. So just check it out. Come on out. Come on down. That's it. Right. You know, it's one of those things where you just sort of look at everything just for what it is. Well, also, you know, sometimes I try to figure all these things out, and I think it's a crazy situation, isn't it? What is going on? All right. Well, that's amazing. Dee was supposed to be here. She's not, obviously. So that's getting a little irritating in itself, isn't it? Where you just want to scream and yell, people are supposed to be here. And what happened? Yeah. So let's sort of look at the situation and go over some things real quickly. You know, the idea, we mostly talk on Friday and Sundays. We do readings. We talk about relationships and that kind of stuff. And, you know, the one thing about relationships is very interesting these days is the idea of move on. We have a tendency to hang in there and keep situations going on and on and on because we're scared to death that we might actually jump too soon, not realizing we've actually made the statement that says everything happens for a reason. So in the process of leaving, I'm pretty sure there's a reason why. Okay, so we need to take a look at those situations as well and take it one step further and ask yourself, are we really staying there because we feel like something's going to happen, something's going to break loose, and the next is going to be, you know, cleared up and then have what we want? Or is it because we're hanging in there because the world says we should? You know, we've all heard the scenario where the woman says, I'm going to leave. But the guy makes $100,000 a year. Why would you want to pack up sticks and leave? Well, maybe I'm tired of being a prostitute. Okay, and then the friend goes, wow, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? But see, the point is, if you're staying somewhere and you're staying in a relationship because of the money, maybe the reason you really don't have a foundation because it's made on paper, or maybe it's made on cloth. And when we really get at the point of the whole situation, what we're saying is your relationship really built on the foundation of love, or is it based upon the idea of materialistic expectations? You know, we're actually in the first time in history of mankind we can actually get and be with somebody just because we need to make a choice to be so. No other expectations. But do you know how many people out there that are still getting married because of their own insecurities about certain things within their lives? It's amazing. It's really basically really freaking weird. Why would we do those things? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? So we must take a step back and look at our lives and start saying, are we manifesting our lives according to what we want, need, desire? Or are we really manifesting our lives according to what the world says we want, need, desire? And maybe that's the problem, and we're having a hard time actually having these things materialize in visible form right now, is because the lack of the freaking, you know, this and the other. So, Dee, are you there? Have you showed up to the show yet so we can actually get a message through to you? I cannot figure it out. Why are we having problems here? He keeps pointing out to me that we have a connection. We are connected as we speak. I guess we could try it again. We have a connection going on here. Be right back, guys. All right. You have a identification on something. Okay, guys, hold on for a second. We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing? Is anybody there? Hello? Anybody? Well, I thought when I got back here, I'd have some people to talk to, but seems like we're having some craziness going on. That's kind of wild in itself, isn't it? Come on. Well, as to that... It's like this situation. I've been informed we have a lot of people in the queue, so all we want you to do is hang out and hold on. We've corrected the situation. It's just the idea of putting it into play. So stay right where you're at. We'll get to you. We're going to answer every one of you guys' questions, so make sure you got them all formulated in your head, and we're going to get right to you. It was kind of funny, too. I was also looking up the numbers as we were talking. And, hello?
Hey. This is April. I'm here.
All right, great. I'm here. Co-host April's here. Have you found D yet?
D left.
No, okay, no problem. Well, I was actually looking up. I was actually when I actually called you, the number I saw was actually 822. It was 8 o'clock. It was 8:22. So I was like, okay, let's look at that number exactly when it happened. Let's see what that number is all about. All right. 822 says, the more you stay optimistic, the better your financial situation gets. Oh, interesting. The Ascended Masters are buoying your faith and optimism about your finances because they know the miraculous power of faith. So keep the faith. Let's see. Lean upon the angels to stay positive.
822 left.
Huh?
Area code 822 left.
88. Really? That was interesting. It says, lean upon the angels to stay up, to stay positive about your financial situation and borrow their absolute faith. Oh. That's what it says, borrow. And borrow
the
their.
You,
absolute faith that everything is just fine with respect to money. Let's take our first caller, huh? What do you say?
Oh, I wanted to say something.
No, go ahead.
Well, you're the professional, but I was finding that the more you stay positive, it seems like there's more and more obstacles coming in your way. But if you can stay positive through those things, it seems like things get worse, but then they get better than you can ever imagine.
Well, that's crazy.
Yes.
But it's the truth, and things always seem to get better and that kind of stuff. So now we're actually back on the air, and we're about ready to take calls. And so the situation was taken care of. And when I saw the 822, as I was calling you, didn't mean to put the rhyme, but that's the way it is. So this, go ahead.
We have four people in the queue now, and the person who's been waiting the longest is area code 786. So I should bring them on?
Yes, bring seven. Yeah, go ahead and bring them on.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Welcome
how are you all?
We're great.
Thank you.
So who are we talking to today?
This is James from Miami.
James from Miami. How can we help you today, James?
I was calling to see if I could get in an angel reading.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything specific. I'm just kind of feel like a drifter right now. I'm not sure as to where I am right now as far as my life is concerned. So I'm just wondering if you all are picking up anything.
No problem. I was actually going to pull the cards out and actually do a three card spread for you.
Okay.
Oh, I think so much respect. Okay. I'm having a little difficulties hearing because the window is open. But we're looking for some circulation. It's been kind of crazy with sinus season or something. I have no idea. It's a baffle. It's a mystery.
Mm.
So, James, you say you're in, where did you say you were from?
Miami.
You're in Miami. And right now you say you really don't have a question, per se, but you're looking at some things to change this and that and the other.
Right.
And I was sitting there looking at some things, and I thought that was interesting because it seems like in some sense, Lord, there's some things going on around you that you're trying to make some decisions about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're right. It's not like a problem or anything really major, but it's like looking for a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you start to look at the situation, it's almost like following the classification of your life purpose. Almost like you've come to a crossroads right now where you're just tired of the in and out everyday BS.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So when you look at the situation, one thing I've gotten is a lot of focusing, a lot of praying, and looking for guidance in what direction you should go into. I actually got that I was actually looking at the cards, and the first thing that popped out to me was answered prayers. And with the answered prayer card, you give me like a lowdown of what's going on and that kind of stuff. I like to go from time to time and actually go into the extended meaning on some of these cards. Just because I feel like sometimes we need to do that because there's a lot of insight in just reading something. It's not the idea we have to read for the book. It's just the idea that when you listen to guidance, sometimes you're guided to go back into the book, to go back to basics. And this book here, this card here is Answered Prayers. And I'm actually looking for that brick. There you go. For the Answered Prayers card, it talks about fear not, beloved one. Your prayers have been heard and answered. All your prayers are always answered. Sometimes you may not feel this way because the answers that come to you are not the ones that you're actually expecting, but they're always the ones that come to you to actually help you out with the direction you need to go into. Okay? I was sitting there looking at that one. And the one thing it was about the answer prayers and the direction you need to go into, you almost get the impression with the next card it was called. We had answered prayers, and then we had trust. All right?
Okay.
Which is the ideal. It's almost like you get this impression with the situation of you already know what to do. It's just the ideal of following through with it. But it's taking you into a totally different direction, so you're not really sure of it. But it seems like the reason you're not really sure of it is because of the fear of the unknown.
Okay, can I talk about what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I see that you're a very loving person. Like, the first thing that came to mind was, like, a teddy bear. And also something coming in your future was a new baby.
Wow.
And you're going to have a good experience. It's going to be a new adventure, but it's going to be pleasant.
Wow. Wow.
So, is your significant other, does she know she's pregnant?
I do have a girlfriend. We've talked about it. She swears that she's not. I definitely see some signs as to who she might be. So it's very interesting that you should say that, because I think that she is. I believe that she is, but I don't think she thinks she is.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, too, because I was looking at the cards. I said, answer prayers, trust, and children.
Oh, boy.
But I get two. The thing that came to me was there's some history in someone's family of twins, and this is a generation for twins, and I see two girls.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's like her nightmare right there. That is her nightmare. She's such a small, small girl. You know, she's like 105 pounds and 5'4". So that's like her nightmare. Every twin. But I'm at peace with it. I'm actually at peace with it. It's exciting to me right now, you know, to have a child and have a baby. But she's completely frightened about the whole idea.
Interesting. But the one thing I get the most here, too, is you taking, because I was looking at the cards, and the person came out was divine guidance, and to allow yourself to be guided. It's like, what I mean, but that is the ideal. When things come to you, just go through it. Just go through it spontaneously. Like, there's certain things that, and sometimes people ask questions these days, and a lot of doctors, when you have a significant other who's pregnant and that kind of thing, they have a tendency not to let you in the office. But with persistence, they can't refuse you either. But things like that. Just, you know, when you feel like you need to do something and you need to be with her in any kind of sense of the word, then you allow yourself and your guidance dictate that and follow through with it. Because the next card I got was Archangel Gabriel, where it says it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. When you sit here and look at that meaning in itself, the first thing I picked up was just the idea of taking the reins here to help somebody out who is just, I guess you would say, is caught up in it emotionally, and you can actually be impartial to the point where you're helping her through this. Because the final card I got with my three card pyramid here was counselor. It actually shows that you are a natural counselor, and many people have actually benefited from your guidance and assurance. And it's the idea of all this experience of actually putting it all together for the help of a significant other too, as well, with this situation.
Right. That's very, very true. And do you all see if we'll be financially supported through this?
The way it comes to me is that just to open the doors, and I just see the opportunities coming through on this whole thing financially, and just all the things you're going to need to get through this situation, you see them coming, even to the point of where it's like all the things that you seek are seeking you, so it's like you guys coming together. This is all happening for a reason, so allow that to fall into place too as well. So April, would you have anything else to add to that?
Okay, I pulled, well, when you asked if you were going to have financial support, I pulled the Five of Wands, and in my deck, that's the success card. It's the picture is a windmill, which is a symbol of love, of work, wealth, and prosperity. So I think that's a good omen.
Wow. Okay, that's great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It says, rejoice in every small step forward without being too demanding or in a hurry to change. Grant yourself the necessary time for your metamorphosis. And don't forget to be mindful of others who might adjust to your evolution.
Mm-hmm. That was great. Thank you. That was great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I can't afford to.
You're welcome.
I'm asking you.
What is that noise?
TikTok, right? What?
What is that noise?
Hello?
Hey, Dee.
Oh, finally. Hi. I tried to log in before. When I heard you, my computer was off because it had been running hot and the Adware was going forever and a day, so I shut it off for a bit, called in. And then I turned the computer on, tried to log in, and for love nor money, I couldn't. I was hearing you, trying to help you, but I couldn't do it.
I'm the only co-host whose computer is working right now.
Yeah.
My computer is still so poorly put, effed up.
Okay.
It's unreal. I need my computer fixed, Angels. Like now. They'll ruin my love life.
I have no clue. This is like freaking me out. What's even going on here? Especially on my side of the whole story.
Yeah, it's very freaky.
Is James still there?
Huh? What's he saying? Hello.
Looks like James left us.
That's okay. Let's kind of go into our next caller, and I just want to sit there and say that we said this earlier. We want to give a acknowledgement to our sponsor, Richard Palenga, who actually has a website out there called Divine DivineBodyWash.com. Go check out this website. Great products on there, all natural, all spiritual, and he's also giving to all of our listeners after I get a chance to actually sample this. By just donating $25 to the show, you can get a bottle of this body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So check it out, divinebodywash.com. That's Richard Palenga. Also, with the situation, when you do make those donations, just go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, push the donation button, and then call us at 740-500-8863, and we will get that of all the information you have, your address, and where you want this sent to, and we will get it to you. As soon as we get that donation, we will try to get that out to you at least in the first 24 to 48 hours, all right? And also, if you want to do a private reading with me, just call 740-500-8863. If you want to sponsor the show, give us a call, 740-500-8863. Also, we can also do readings through Skype, group readings, parties, through Skype, in person, whichever you like to. And on those things, too, give us a call on an additional number, which is our Skype number, which is 740-601-9835. And like I said before, the website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, Dee has some fantastic jewelry, and she does reading too. So take it away, Dee, and give the information that I can reach you.
Okay, ta-da. For readings, you can call me at 207-374-5072. Email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Fairy in the Moonlight, F-A-E-R-Y, at yahoo.com for Yahoo Messenger. spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Send Messenger. For a 60-minute phone reading, I suggest a donation of $60. For an email reading, a donation of $20. For either one of the messengers, $20, $25, somewhere in there. It's all donation. I take PayPal. If you're looking for handmade jewelry. I make jewelry using stone beads such as turquoise, moonstone. I sometimes use rainbow moonstones if I can get them. Different types of stones, as I said. And I also, in my jewelry, I put silver, like silver pendants, sometimes they're stone pendants. And I use handmade Hill Tribe silver from Thailand. And email me at my regular email address for now, and I can send you pictures to show you what I do. I'm working on getting into making some chakra jewelry, so if you have something special in mind, just get in touch with me, and we'll see what we can do. I think that should just about cover it.
Sounds great. How the? Okay. Also,
yeah.
April.
Brain dead.
April.
Yes.
Also, are you also into the? Are you ready to give out some information so they can contact you for certain things that you do too as well?
The easiest way to contact me is by Skype. It's ultraviolet0007, and I have a website I can give you later. And I accept donations. Whatever you feel you want to donate is fine.
All right, so your website?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem there. So we still have some callers in the queue, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring another caller and then just get some answers out to the public.
Area code 646.
Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. So my question is with regard to my job situation. I'm currently unemployed at the moment, and it's causing me a lot of angst and nervousness and stress, and I was wondering if you can tell me what you see for me, hopefully, in the near future.
Okay. Let me ask you a question real quickly. Do you believe that you can be abundant and prosperous without a job?
Yes, but for me personally, I need a job.
Yes, that's the point. Sometimes when we put ourselves, we don't understand. It's like a lot of people right now saying that they need a job. They need and they want. But they haven't taken it one step further and said, okay, and the point of already having it and opening themselves up to that possibility to see what's going to happen. So you're freaking out. And when you sit, you're feeding into fear, but you're also not realizing that the idea of money and the things that you're wanting to come into your life come in more than just one avenue. And it's causing blockages to actually have that. Because, you see, I get the impression there's a lot of things going on with you right now where actually the job and that kind of stuff, you feel like in some ways they could have been already fulfilled. But it seems like the fear itself is driving you crazy because you start saying it's driving you crazy, it's causing anxiety, even health issues and those kind of things like that. It's to help other people. It's like helping everybody understand one thing. All those things are happening within yourself. It has nothing to do with anything out there. No stress. It's stuff that you're actually creating within yourself because of your fears.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let those things go, I feel like you should be actually having an opportunity. Okay, who's making noise?
I was shuffling.
I know. Okay, I'm just saying, every time you shuffle, I can just do my freaking focus and concentration off. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. They want that thought. Hold up. Okay. First of all, what is your name, dear?
Diana.
Diana, I get the impression you could actually be working about 2 weeks to 2 months. And the reason I see the variation is because of the idea of being detailed about what you want. And what I mean by that is there's so many people saying, I just want a job. They don't realize by just saying, I want a job. They're not really specifying. So it's kind of hard for the universe to put some direction of actually connecting you with the job that you want and where you want to be at. So it's the idea of, like a lot of people keep telling me lately, that they don't want to hear about bullshit about actually, you know, working on themselves and chakras and clearing their bodies. They don't realize it. We really acquire a lot of negativity throughout the day already. And the
idea of trying to clear my chakras, and I just started kind of getting into this whole other metaphysical, you know, reading about it a lot during my free time. So I'm trying. I'm really trying to stay calm and positive, and it's very hard.
Yes, but see, God, if I could just sit down with you and work for an hour to show you just by the words that you're saying, you're working mm-hmm. against yourself. Because you're sitting there saying, I'm trying, and it's hard. And when you start looking at things like, for example, right now I just made a major move. I'm actually living in a hotel, okay? And the situation mm-hmm. is solely relying on exactly what I do, and sometimes that can be a little scary in itself. So what I do in situations like this, I have a certain chakra chanting that I do, and I always mm-hmm. clear my mind. And then when I catch myself in a situation of saying anything like try or it's hard, I turn it all around and say, nope, this is very easy. This is very smooth. Everything's going great. It doesn't matter what's going on at this moment. It just doesn't matter. Because I know for a fact that I deserve. And I've actually seen this happen so many times. It's mm-hmm. almost like that's how I got to Colorado. I was sitting there talking, and somebody said something about I went to Colorado before. And actually, when I went to Colorado before, I didn't pay a dime to get here. It all just fell into place. And people think that's crazy. I don't care. I experienced it. So even to sit there and look at me and say, well, hey, that's crazy. That could never happen. Okay, what am I supposed to say? Okay, you're right. Even after I've already experienced it. So therefore, I sit down and said this time, since I basically went to Colorado the first time, and I've been working my butt off, I deserve to go to Colorado again, and someone should pay for that. And sure enough, my mom came through, because I've been helping her with my brother's house, that they just not just gave me a bus ticket, but they also gave me money too. And it was mm-hmm. one of those things, telling people that, you know, the ideal, what do you want to do with your life, is the ideal to stay into the universe and say this is what you're going to do. But also you got to watch your own self all the time, because chakra clearing, And this kind of work is something. It's not something you just do one time or twice or every once in a while you do it. It's a constant working on yourself, because of what we're subjected to when we're out in the world, that actually works against us, and we want nothing to work against us. And even the idea of watching what we say, not paying attention to every thought, but taking a notice when you hear certain things. I've heard so many people say, "Well, you know, I'm a dork." You know, that's self-criticism. And that mm-hmm. also works against you. And when you say, I try, your mind is saying, okay, she says she's going to try again. Remember last time she failed? Well, trying is setting her up. Let's give it to her again. And that's what they do. They set you up again because you put that thought out there. So I'm just saying, with the situation, every time I get in that situation, I sit there and find affirmations, I find meditations, I find prayers, whatever they are, to counteract that moment. And what I see happening is, just because nothing's happening at this moment doesn't mean I won't wake up tomorrow with all these opportunities knocking at my door. And that's what I saw with the situation we're talking about. But I've heard a lot of people say, I had a girlfriend like that one time. They said, oh, I did the spiritual thing. I'm good. And I said, no, spirituality is a progression. It's a constant thing going on. It's right. Like when I saw the numbers start off with 1-2-2, 2-2-2, 3-2-2, and it's a progression. As you go through the book, you'll notice that they each have a different message, but they're motivating you to keep going forward. And the first card I pulled out for you was chakra clearing, okay? And it's the idea of work with the angels when you feel like you need to do it. It depends on your life, too. And right now, it seems like with some of the things you're going through, you're subjecting yourself to a lot of stress. So the idea of doing extra chakra clearings would definitely help. I've actually done things where I was doing readings there for a while for some of these companies, and depending on the day, and how many people I actually crossed paths with that were either extra stressed or just extra emotional, I would actually, on a couple occasions, did some chakra clearings after each reading or after each session. And even in Doreen Virtue's book, she recommends that you do chakra clearing every day, in the morning and at night. In the morning, it kind of, you get your chakras cleared and aligned, helps you make a better day of it. And then when you get home, you do the same thing with chakra clearing, so you can actually sleep and have a great time. Even with the idea of the intimacy between relationships and stuff like that, it's talking about, like I said before, the chakra card came out, then we had nature, and then we had freedom. I mean, if you look at those cards, just those three cards, it's pointing it out to the situation of taking a deep breath and sitting there doing some work on yourself until you can release this stress. Let it go. I mean, just continue. Just say, I don't need this. So I let it go. Sorry. Let's see. I actually have a freaking migraine. Anyway, excuse me. I was looking at the cards. The cards were talking about chakra clearing in nature. It's also giving you a combination of a lot of things you should do, too. In the process of some of these stressful situations you get yourself into, there's the idea of going outside and just spending some time with yourself. Finding you a good CD on walking meditations. It'll help you understand, more likely you've already been doing those, but how to be more productive with the things that you're trying to accomplish right now. But they're also saying that with the nature and freedom, they're also saying that you have, I've seen this a lot too in my own self, where the ideal healing and letting go of some of the things you've been through, and to also let go of some religious upbringings and also family influences on what you think you should be doing.
Donnie, I was just thinking the same thing. Did you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Go right in.
I said I was just thinking the same thing about her letting go of religious learning from her childhood, just upbringing, just get rid of those thoughts and just start anew and just research and find her own way. I actually drew three cards for her, the High Priestess, the Ace of Wands, and the Tower. And the first card is a symbol of who she is, which is a charismatic female full of possibilities, engaged in a spiritual conquest.
Oh, yeah.
So she shouldn't follow other people's laws, but she should find her own laws that are right despite the prejudices of other people. And her own laws will arise during her meditative moments. And let's see. It says that right now she's going through, like, stormy times, which is the Tower. And it says that she's been hit by a sudden insight that is changing her beliefs. It's like an upheaval in her life that she should observe with detachment, as if she was looking at a friend that she was concerned for. And the storm clears, like, well, the sky is clearer after the storm, is what the card says. And the Ace of Wands is a new cycle beginning. My book says to stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself, how can you channel the enormous amount of energy that you have in your work, in your personal relationships? And think about situations where you didn't use it properly and answer the questions out loud. And it'll help you make the best choice about what to do during your new cycle.
Yeah, I was actually going to... Well, I was talking about the healing process. The healing is like, it's almost like putting in perspective that when you have a change in your subconscious mind or a change of thinking, that's also classified as a healing of your beliefs and letting go of habits and situations. Because I got the patience, it's almost like cut loose the past completely. Like work with Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, because it's like one of those beliefs of cutting the cords, but also having Archangel Raphael also to help you heal, but also realize that there's a lot of things here that are cutting into your beliefs of giving and receiving. That's the thing I get the most, giving and receiving. There seems like there's an imbalance here where it seems like one is more important than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things of helping people step back and realize one thing, we're all looking for balance in our lives, but I don't think a lot of... they're not giving you a lot of information on what that really means, so therefore you have something to work on. It's like we had this a couple weeks ago when we were talking about balance between flow and structure, being and doing, receiving, giving and receiving. And, to help people understand that each one of those aspects are very important. They're both equally important, like giving and receiving. When you give... someone's going to be giving back. If you're not open to receive it, you're going to miss it. It's the same thing with structure and flow. They don't work one without the other. Kind of restricts the whole process. I mean, it's like we said before about the canoe and the river. The river is the flow and the canoe is the structure. You see both of them working together, you go smoothly down the river.
Mm-hmm.
One without the other, you're pretty wet. And your looking at the situation going, okay, why am I not getting anywhere? It's the idea of realizing what's going on. Get your structure, get back in the canoe, and go down the river of life. But you also notice, too, with the structure and flow, you can have faith by letting go of the oars and realizing you're going to proceed down the river no matter what. You can still direct it and still control it. But only when you're able to work with it and have that balance between the two. And that's the one thing I was getting here, where it's like they keep saying that you also need to sit down and really get detailed about the whole thing, if not write it down.
Right.
Because I got patience and I got creative writing. Now, you can look at the situation on the creative writing card, okay? And it says that make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book. But I've always seen situations like this when you start writing things down. They have a tendency to turn into a book or a certain situation of things, not always for publication, but looking, you can take a look at where you've been. So you can actually correct certain things that you're maybe still hanging on to, or look at the imbalances within your own writings. And that's what they keep saying here. It's like, okay, sit down. What do you want? I mean, we've seen too many times that we can't dispute it no more, of watching people sit down and actually write what they want, and then being amazed when they actually happen. Believe me, I'm one of them. There was a lady who loved her job. She loved being a manager. And this is the thing, too. Some of the publications out there kind of go back and forth on the whole thing, which can be confusing. I understand that, okay? And I just want to sit there and make it clear about certain things with life in itself. That every time you read a book, it's also perception of the person who's writing it, too, as well. And what it's doing, what it usually is good for, is to open your mind to see what flows through you, what your angels are going to point out to you within the context of books or information, or just what, or just the direction you're being led into to actually make your life better, okay? Really, seriously. Because when you sit and look at it, like with my situation, it was like the idea of looking back at things and realizing, yeah, the giving and giving and giving was creating an imbalance. When you create an imbalance between giving and receiving, what happens is you cut your prosperity off. And then you start looking at people realizing that one thing, they're not listening to themselves. They're listening to the world. The world says you need to go out there and walk your little ass off until you get a job. Spirituality says your angels and guides, if you listen to them, all you got to do is get up one time and go to where you got to go. And that's what they're saying is a situation of so much stress is that you're putting upon yourself because of what the world says, that you're creating these imbalances, and they just say, let it go. Seriously, I was doing the same thing for a little while, too, when I went to Florida. I got a little stressed out and was going to the job labor places and stuff, right? And then I was sitting there working at this landfill and being subjected to some chemicals. I don't care what anybody says. You do not have to put yourself in these situations to make a living. You know, the idea of playing victim, all you're doing is setting yourself up for more. And the idea of saying, okay, I want to have all this other stuff, which if you feed into the victim part, then you, all these other things, they're not a part of being victim. All these other things that you really want, houses, cars, stability, all kinds of stuff, those are part of people who have a tendency to take responsibility of their lives and say, okay, I made this, I can correct it, and they do. With mine, I was sitting there working at this place going, you know something, God? I shouldn't be working with all these chemicals. There has to be a better way. And next thing I know, some people would freak out when this next thing happened was, they didn't send me out there no more. I wasn't working there anymore, and I was sitting around waiting to go back out. So I came home one day, and what was so funny about it was the spiritual books really came in handy that day because I was sitting there going, I think something keeps prompting me to read this book. And I had a bookmarker in it that was someone's business card. And I didn't realize what was going to happen at the time, but afterwards it was amazing because I didn't want to go out there and actually walk the whole thing. You know, get that chafing on your legs and stuff and walking and working for work. So I said, I don't want to go through all that. And it's like I'm sitting there in my room, and I said, well, let me read this book. I know for a fact when I read the spiritual books, they make difference because when I was in the job labor place, that's how I got the job there, too. I was sitting there. It was kind of funny, too, that day, too, because there was this guy named Joe, most negative man you ever want to meet in your life. And he was sitting there going, it's a week before Christmas. We're never going to get any jobs out of here. And I said, Joe, why don't you do me a favor? And he goes, what's that? I said, take your little ass over the negative table. So this is the positive table. Do you know, this might sound crazy, and you might think it's insensitive, but as soon as Joe went over to the other table and sat down, the table, all of that, they sent us out to that freaking landfill, just that quick. And the whole time I was sitting there, I had all these books, and I would take one or two books with me every time I would go down there, and I would just sit there and focus. Instead of feeding all these people around me, it doesn't matter if it was alcoholics or whatever, I wasn't going to feed into that. I sit there and took the book and put it right in front of me, and I would just tell them reading the things in it, and I would get jobs. And everybody goes, how do you do that? I find some kind of positive way of making a positive atmosphere around me, despite everybody else. Well, anyway, I wasn't working in landfill anymore. I came home. I said, okay, I think I need to read this book. So I opened the book up. This freaking business card falls out into my lap. I look at the business card, and I was like, I talked to these people about 2 months ago. Didn't pan out. But someone told me to go and call them anyway. So I went and borrowed a phone from somebody because I didn't have a phone. I know when I get these messages, I follow through, and I don't care how I got to follow through with them. Even if I had to go to the pay phone, I'm going to call that number, right? So I did. 20 minutes later, the lady called back, and I had a job. Just like that. So sometimes when we're caught in these stressful situations, it's pointing out to us we need to trust ourselves more and let go of the freaking world and start realizing that they're creating imbalances and blockages to keep us from where we want to be at. And as soon as you let those go and you start focusing on, okay, what are my wants, needs, and desires? That's another thing, too. You know, you have to reestablish those and ask yourself, am I still living by the wants, needs, and desires 20 years ago? Or am I really focusing on what I want right now? So the writing part can really help out that situation of journaling and that kind of stuff. And I know for a fact with myself, I've journaled a lot of stuff that even when I read back over it and sit here and started noticing these things falling together like a map, it was kind of amazing. But it wasn't until I let go of the world and realized I was trying to dictate and manifest according to what they want, need, and desire instead of what I wanted. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Well, you tell me if we actually hit talked on the whole thing. And the reason
No, everything that you touched on is stuff that I've been thinking and that inner voice. And it just sort of validates that. And and I'm really trying to put forth positive thinking. And so thank you.
Well, if you have any more questions, you're more than welcome to ask another question if you like before you go.
I guess the only other question is, do any of you see when I will have a baby?
Well, there are certain things you're going to have to do to get that baby, but anyway.
Donnie.
What I'm saying, well, I'm not trying to be funny or nothing. I'm just saying, in the process of what she's talking about with job and working and all that kind of stuff, the stress is the most important thing that she really needs to relieve and let go of, because that's actually one thing that could keep her from what she wants too. Because I almost feel like that also the stress and stuff has actually messed with her monthly cycle too. So it's one of those things of correcting that imbalance within herself. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
So, but the ideal is the a lot of, realistically, with the timing on these things, I'm not trying to put it back on you, but it is your life. And it's saying that the timing on these things is up to you. They could all be now or they could be later. As soon as you're ready to let down the resistance, don't be surprised what happens. If you do it today, in the next 2 weeks are going to be one of those things that most people would consider, I've got all these miracles happening and everything's changing for the better. But do the writing thing. The writing thing for me was one of those things that opens up, and every once in a while I get away from it, but it's amazing when I get back to it. It's just another way of really giving you some really good focus.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing to concentrate on. It's also something that you have written down that when you lose track or you have a tendency to have a lack of faith, you can go back over what you've written down and say, no, this is what I want. And you have it in black and white, and you can go over it until you clear that up within yourself, where you can actually just, okay, I got it down, I feel confident, I know this is going to happen, and I can let it go. Because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's going to happen. And it's done. But what I was talking about the other lady, this lady sat down, and what I was trying to say about miracles happening, when this lady sat down and said, okay, I like being a manager. I just don't like the company I work for and the dumbasses I work with. So, okay. So we sit down, and she wrote down a description of what she thought a manager's job should be like, the environment she wanted to work in, the kind of company she wanted to work for. This lady got very descriptive, too, because she felt like it wasn't just the idea of changing jobs. It might have been even changing locations and neighborhoods, because she noticed that in the process of the decision she made, there was also a lot of drama around her in different variations, neighborhood, people she worked with, even the gas station, you know. So mm-hmm. She decided to get very detailed about everything, down to the neighborhood she was living in, down to the house that she was living in. And when she, it was kind of funny, too, because, and then she got it down, she went over about 3 or 4 times, made sure, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's what people think, you just got to write it once and you can't change it. No, you can go over it many, many times and really get detailed and descriptive and make sure this is exactly what you want. Because when you do that, the universe also has a tendency to respond to show that you are certain, you're directed and you're focused, that it happens quicker. And when this lady did that, seriously, when she did that, she got a call from 2 companies 2 weeks later. And what the miracle was is that she never applied for those jobs. But somehow it made it through the grapevine to these places, and they also, she was who she was, and she also worked on herself, so she knew who she was as well. She knew exactly what she wanted, and she knew exactly what details that she wanted it in. And it's almost like the preciseness about the whole thing, she attracted companies that were looking for those kind of people, okay? And it happened. I've seen a lot of books say you gotta put it out there and you gotta be it too. You know, like if you're a person who wants more speaking engagements, you also have to do your part in the thing too, by doing your networking, talking to people, shaking hands, and that kind of stuff. And also listening to your intuition. You know, the first time I found my shop, I declared that a year before. And then a year later there was certain things started falling into place that I couldn't understand. But I do know that there was something prompting me to follow through with them. And every time I followed through with one, I knew why afterwards. But I would never, that's the one thing about the whole thing. If you're sitting back going, well, I wonder what would have happened. That's the point. I don't want to wonder. So I keep going through them. Even to the point where I said the same about relationships. If I got to go through 1,000 weeds to get to the flower, I'm going to do that. That's the work part. Like we were talking about before, having balance between the doing and the being, which means they're going to prompt you spiritually to go do things. That's the doing part. But then there's another part where it says no guidance is coming through at this time, which means just be in the moment and enjoy what's going on. Because a lot of us will be 2 o'clock in the freaking morning going, I got an electric bill to pay. It's one of those things for us to step back and go, I can't pay that bill right now. So why am I worried about it right now? I need to enjoy sleep. Once you start doing those things and living in the moment, and you realize that whatever is going on in that moment is what you need to enjoy. So if you don't see, because that's why I throw my bills away. People think that's crazy, but I already know those bills exist. I already know I got to pay my electric. I already know I got to pay the gas. I already know I got to pay the rent. I don't need a reminder, so I throw them in the trash, or I will take them. I'll do this. You should try this one too. You'll be amazed what pops in your mail. Where you take the letters and you see these bills, and then you take your imagination and you picture these bills as being checks coming in the mail. Seriously, I'd be amazed. I actually got free pizza, just all kinds of things started coming through the mail. And even some people started to send me money, saying, oh, I heard about you, and I want to do a reading with you. And I was like, okay. But I can tell everybody else, make sure you got all these things set up first, the websites, that kind of thing. So when these things come through, it's simply just saying, it's a simple, smooth process of falling into these things. So just follow any kind of intuitional thing that comes to you, because you might be amazed about what you're looking for. It might not be a 9-to-5 job. It might just be an opportunity to do something you've always wanted to do in your life as a business, a service. So keep your mind open to all the possibilities. That's what I was asking in the beginning, is the idea of asking someone, do you think you can be prosperous and abundant without having a job? You'd be amazed how many people like to put their own perceptions on you of what they think it should be, which really clouds your focus and your manifestations. Does anybody ever wonder why, if you look in some of the spiritual books, it says don't tell anybody when you're manifesting something? That's because you don't want to deal with their energy, too, if they're negative.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the people around you, too. There's a card I have here that talks about be gentle to yourself. But it's also saying gentle to yourself, gentle to your environment, gentle to who you are. So it's the idea of finding something within your own self, but also find a place in your home that there's a sanctuary that no one can violate. It'll make a big difference in what you're trying to produce right now. Seriously. I mean, if you ever notice, a lot of times in the old days, parents never allowed their kids in their bedroom. That's because it's the only time they ever had time to themselves, which was very important to what they were trying to accomplish. But everybody thought, ooh, you know, they don't want to have something. And I had a girlfriend like that, too, who said, my kids should be allowed to go wherever they want to. I was like, it's not the ideal just restricting them from something. It's the ideal having respect for yourself, to have space for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, so I'm just urging you to really take some time and work on yourself. Listen to that voice. And I want you to stop doing one thing. Stop criticizing yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Okay, because I want to sit there. I was actually trying to find something very quickly before you go. If I can find it. I know I can find it. It's just the idea. I keep forgetting. I'm not working for a company where I have to get the reading done before I run out of time. But there's actually an outline when it comes to relationships of the things that you should be focusing on. Here it is. I did find it. It says, do you love yourself? Doesn't matter if you do or don't. You say yes. So this is the first step. This is the first step of saying, I like myself. I love myself. And we had a meditation I was telling people to do, too, where you just simply say, I love, I am love, I am love, I am love. And then as you're doing the meditation, you say, I love, I love, I love. And then you take it one step further and you say, when I love God, I love myself. When I love myself, I love God. And you can even take it one step further and say, I love myself, I love God. And then go back to the first part of saying, I am love, I love. And then go for it and do that for like 5 minutes. And if you want to, some people have a tendency to get a little overwhelmed. So they do, they just simply say, I am love. Okay, and this one here says, also tell yourself right now, everything you touch is a success. Okay?
Okay.
The first thing you need to stop doing is you need to stop all criticism. Okay? Because every time you criticize another, realistically, you're criticizing yourself. And then we have a tendency to do that, too. Of course I attract that person because I'm a moron. Here's somebody going, what? Okay. It also says, from this point on, no matter what, you forgive yourself. Okay? And also, don't put yourself in situations where, don't scare yourself. That means, people look at you and go, okay, what's that mean? Don't scare yourself means, what if I lose my job tomorrow? What if I get in a car crash? See, you're scaring yourself. They say stop doing that and have faith that when you walk out that door, you have angels, guides, God, all these entities around you. There's no reason why you should be fearful of anything. Okay? And then it says be gentle and kind and patient. And then take the next step. It says be kind to your mind. That means when your mind's racing out of control, it's the idea of realizing you need to take some time to respect yourself and say, why is that happening? It's because certain things are not, like, let's say you have a guy in your life and you feel within your heart he loves you, but his actions dictate that. They're a contradiction. What they're saying to you to do is be kind to your mind. Your mind is going to start kicking in and going, or we should say the ego. They say, okay, this person doesn't love you because he's not showing it. Actually, what the reflection's saying is it means you need to take more time to yourself and you need to love who you are. It also says, to counteract the mind going crazy on the things we were just talking about, it says, praise yourself. Praise yourself. Next one is support yourself. Okay? And then the next one, it says be loving to your negatives. That means every time you say something negative, I'm trying, you honor that and say, okay, yes, I said that. But I know for a fact I'm not going to try. I know I've made a decision to succeed. So all I have to do is change that negative thought into a positive affirmation and saying, It's like when I say, I try to do, nope, I'm not trying anything. I'm succeeding, and I'm following through because I can feel it now coming to me. So that's what they're saying. Be loving to your negatives, which means find the positive in everything that happens. It says also, this is another one people don't understand either. Focusing on working and all that kind of stuff and working yourself into the freaking ground, all that's doing is putting you into a situation of failing again because you're going to stress yourself out and you're going to burn yourself out. And then you're probably going to put yourself in a situation of losing your job again because you burnt yourself out. So it says, take care of your body. Simply find between 20 minutes to 40 minutes every day to go work out, to go take a walk, something that will stimulate you mentally, physically, emotionally for 20 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
And then it says do mirror work. Mirror work is great. So if you look in the mirror and you go, I don't like my ass, that means you don't like you. That's one thing. You're not loving yourself unconditionally. So what you need to do is you need to look in the mirror going, that is just an outer extremity. I love me. So therefore, that bumper is going to be a little bit smaller next week. Or whatever works for you, okay? Because I tell everybody, if you're going to work, if you're working on any kind of positive change to your body, is you have to see that in your mind of how you really look, and realize that essence within you is the most important thing in the world. It's just that your transportation, your body, is a little bit out of whack, and it's like anything else you can do. It's amazing how much money and time we put into our cars. We don't do the same thing for our bodies, and it's the same thing. Okay? It's the same because people make emotional decisions by how they feel, which is the body. Emotions are created for one thing, is to express whatever you put yourself into after you made a decision to go there. And it says do the mirror work, which means look in the mirror and tell yourself, can you actually honestly tell yourself, I love myself unconditionally, I love you unconditionally?
No.
So do that work. I'm just saying, do the work. Because once you can do that, because seriously, if you can look in the mirror and say, I love you with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength, I guarantee you, you will find the love in it, love in the image of God in everyone, and you will always find it in yourself. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, but do this one last thing. Do love yourself. Do it now. But have fun. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty? And please, it'd be a great thing to sit down and do a real good, for some reason I keep getting it, just sit down with you and do a past life reading would definitely help you find out and trace back the roots of a lot of things that are going on in your life, okay? So when you get the time and the money to do so, just give me a call. I'd love to sit down and do one for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
you have a great night. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, April, did everybody fall asleep?
No, I was listening.
No?
I was wishing I could get, like, a word in, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know. Yes, it was. So, April... Do we have anybody? Next
yes,
caller,
we have,
please.
We have area code 845, and this person's also in the chat room. I think this person is Seek the Light Within. So
okay.
I guess I can bring them on now.
Yes, bring them on, yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Margaret, and I am Seek the Light Within.
Hey, Margaret, how are
me.
You?
Oh, wonderful, and I'm so glad I tuned into your show, and the energy on here is really, really good, and you're giving some great advice.
Oh, thank you.
So,
how can we help you?
Well, I'm having a problem seeing what blocks I've created that are keeping me from receiving paying clients for my healing work and readings. And I have the hardest time, getting, trusting my own guidance for myself, but for anybody else, I have no problem. So I can't seem to put my finger on what block I have. So
yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, when we talk about the law of attraction and how it attracts even your favorite psychic. And you're sitting there going, okay, I'm sitting here today going over a lot of things and saying, you know, we need to bone up that more creativity, the idea of attracting more clients and more business and that kind of stuff. And the one thing that always works for me is the idea of sitting back and not doing anything but relaxing and saying, okay, what do I want to do today? Okay, do I really want to focus on the money part? It's very, you know, it's one of those things that definitely makes everything, makes the transition smooth. But I've also seen a lot of things drop in my lap that didn't cost me any money. But it's also because of the choice I made on the path that I'm on, that these things, these miracles keep happening to me. So why am I losing the faith of what's in that whole situation? So I've always stepped back and looked at it and said, today, I don't care if I make a dime. I just want to sit down and work with people and do readings and make a difference and guide angels. I can't do that without clients. So could you bring them to me right now? And it's amazing how the phone starts ringing off the hook. And the days I sit there and say, I don't really, it's like the biggest thing that's really important to me is the people, the work, and doing what I love to do. And next thing I know, those are the days I make the most money. When I didn't even focus on money at all, I focused on the service itself, and boom, there it was. Because I was actually looking at the creative writing card. It says creative writing will heal you. So clear those chakras. Because the other thing I got too, as I was talking to you, I did this today myself. It's just the ideal. When I said tell people to do chakra chanting, it's the idea of helping them understand. I'm not sitting going, like, okay, let's sing a song, okay? And Motown, whatever, okay? No, I don't want you to do that. What I want you to do is I want you to do the chakra chanting as simply as resonating from the diaphragm, but also feeling that vibration throughout your whole body and also focusing on each one of those chakras. As you can almost feel your breath going through each chakra as you're focusing on the tone itself. And I can go over briefly with you, since, you know, my favorite one, especially when it comes to psychic work and working for ourselves, is the root chakra, which is LUM. That's L-U-M. Now, most people spell it L-A-M, but it's pronounced LUM. And what you want to do is you want to pronounce every letter of the word itself, and then let it go as long as you can. And the best way to do that is to breathe in into your stomach, okay? Breathe into your stomach and up to your chest, almost like a little circle, back up to your and then exhale through your mouth, which is a good thing to do since you're going to be doing a chant, and you're going to sit here and say, LUM, and you're going to let it just try to work with it until you can feel it from your diaphragm resonating and vibrating through your whole body. And then sit there and focus on the chakra itself and see what happens. Because I know when I started doing those things, I was sitting on the bus, on the bench today, waiting for the bus. And then I was like informed by somebody who was walking by that said, oh, on this side of town, on Saturdays, we don't have a bus come through here. So instead of getting a little irritated with it, I just continued to do my chakra chants. And they say do it for 5 minutes. But realistically, it depends on the individual. I say do it until you feel that you should stop. This is another way of listening to your intuition and getting back to actually focusing on yourself. Because another thing, like I was telling the lady earlier, the one thing I've added to it when I say I am love, I love, or love, 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 and I am love is the idea of taking our focus on the heart chakra and resonating and focusing on the space behind the heart. When you focus on, because we're also trying to reconnect with ourselves in a situation that this is what we love to do. And a lot of times we have a tendency to get away from that because the world seeps in and says, you got some bills to pay. What we need to do is forget all that stuff exists. You know, I guarantee if you start getting to that point where you just make everything disappear, I'm not going to focus on you because you know why? You're destined and you're done. Those things will always be taken care of. They always will. But you have to take that time for yourself. Let's see, creative writing, healing, and chakra clearing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense because I don't spend a lot of time journaling. And it's not necessarily about the money for me, and maybe that's my block. Because I have a really good job. A 9-to-5 corporate job. But I need to step into my power and be doing this work more more often, and I want to work into teaching and doing this work on a full-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of bartering with, you know, I have some neighbors that I do healing work for and do some readings for occasionally, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, we give the exchange things back and forth, but there's some sort of block I have going on that's preventing the actual paying clients from coming in. So I guess I'll work on that, trying to release whatever it is that's causing it.
Well, I would just say when I was focusing on the heart chakra, see, it's a combination of focusing on the essence behind the heart, but also realizing that you have this heart chakra there, and that's a real strong energy center. And it, you know, your heart has a lot of, I mean, love will attract anything and everything to you, but it's also allowing that to happen and realizing that people want to give you money. That's because you have worth, and what you do has worth. That's the idea of allowing that to happen. So there are a lot of people who have a tendency to put it on the idea of donations, and last year we had a show about donations, and is it donation or is it a fee when you ask for it? Because donations is something that someone voluntarily gives, and when you specify, some people consider that as a fee. So it's the idea that if you catch those things happening in your life, maybe it's just you changing your perception of realizing that it's okay to ask for a fee. You know, it's the idea of looking at things and showing the worth, because the more you give to people, the more you add to the value of their lives as well. But the reason you do is because you have worth as well. And
well,
it's just,
there is the exchange of energy that needs to happen. And the other thing is, you know, and it's really sad that people think if you're getting something for free that it's cheap and it's no good.
Yeah, it's like, we want to sit here and take people back down the memory lane here. And let's go down to your local preacher. And you'll notice that one thing. He lives in a house. He's got expenses that are paid for him. And there's some things that happen in his life and that the church actually pays for him. So he's being compensated for his services. Because he lives on this earthly plane, he needs a roof over his head. He needs food to feed his kids. He has a family. And those things happen. You can sit here and say they don't. That's your problem, you know, or it's your perception. What's about that? Well, this goes the route of perception, but that's their perception of what's going on. We had a lady on the show a couple months ago too, who came on and said, "I was sitting there saying you need to open yourself up more to receiving, because you've created an imbalance in your life because you think it's giving, 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 giving." And she's like, "What do you mean receiving? That's not spiritual." Yeah, it is, because when you don't have balance between giving and receiving, you actually cancel out your prosperity.
Oh, yes. I'm learning that.
Yeah, so let's look at you and say, okay, have a little bit of patience with yourself. But the one thing it seems like with you that you need to do, because for some reason I keep seeing your feet buried in the sand, where it's like I got to have that grounding. I got to feel the ground beneath my feet to the point of even having, when I see the sand, is covering your feet. So it's very important that you see that pointing out to you. Actually, there's this company that I actually get my CDs from called HemiSync. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
But
I actually have tons of their CDs.
Okay. Do you have Chakra Journey?
Yes, I do. I have Chakra Journey. I have BrainSync. I've been doing this work for
BrainSync
a very long time. So.
No, I'm just saying. The one thing I was seeing because I have the CD. Chakra Journey. Now, Chakra Journey has 8 tracks. The first 7 are for the chakras, and the 8th one is for grounding. What I would do if I was you, and I've done this before, that I would go through the chakras and I'd go through the grounding.
Wow.
But I would go back to that one track of grounding more than anything else. Because actually, if you want to sit there and do a focus on this, okay? There's chakras behind your knees. There's chakras beneath your feet. And there's also your root chakra. And if you look at the angle and it's like a symbol, it's a geometrical symbol or thing when you look at those two together, almost like a diamond. And it's the idea of grounding is good, but putting the combination of the chakras and working those chakras together and using that meditation, because a lot of people don't realize there's also a chakra beneath your feet. And you could also align those chakras together to actually get some really, just give you some really good grounding. And the more grounded you are, actually the more it helps you with your readings and stuff too as well. But also showing you, a lot of times what the situation is grounding ourselves to realize our energy is kind of out of whack, to a sense that we actually attract people into our lives who have a tendency to look at us and say, you know, you're crazy, when it's just the idea of the energy of attracting and manifesting these things at will. So when you sit there and step back and get the grounding thing going on and work with those chakras, you'd be amazed how much of a difference you get with what you attract too as well. Because we all know the root chakra is in charge of your security, financially, security, you know. It's the one rooted to money and how we feel about money, security, our environment, and those kind of things like that. But it's also the coordination to our grounding.
That's definitely the root of the problem. Because, you know, I fully know that if I take the leap of faith and step into doing this work full time, that I will be totally taken care of. I know that. I've been shown that. I've been shown how the work is going to facilitate everything. But, you know, giving up a secure job to go out with no paycheck, no money to back you and everything is really difficult, especially if you had – I had financial difficulty before I had this job for most of my lifetime, and I finally got this really good job, and now it's like, oh, yeah, you really want to give that up? You know, and
yeah,
it's my lower ego kicking in.
No, it's hard to do. I mean, I did when I opened my first shop. I was like working at a hotel cleaning rooms, you know, and it was just the ideal sitting down, looking at the whole thing and looking at what I was making compared to what I could actually create and attract by doing what I was doing. And it wasn't until I actually got in that shop, I started looking at my paychecks and going, you know something? I'm still cleaning rooms. The bleach is killing me. It's a great job, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I used to tell people, your job, your boss, all that stuff out there is not your security. It's not your support. It's not your substance. It's not your supply. There's one source over all that who created everything in you, who also gave you a gift. And more likely when you embrace that life purpose, you find your life partner. But you also find out you attract everything and anything to you, not because of your job, but just because of who you are. And you start realizing there's more and many avenues to attract everything you need. I mean, when I was in the same process of all this stuff happening to me, it's almost like you're at the threshold of doing that, of just realizing you're not on the verge of taking a leap of faith, which you'll have to do. But once you do it, you'll find out it wasn't a leap of faith. It was
I've
the
been
answer.
On the verge.
I'm just
I've
saying,
been on the verge for
the
a year, and I'm just like, you know what
no,
I feel like? I feel like the
really?
Race course that's at the gate, just sitting there waiting for the gate to open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like.
I'm just saying you're going to find out this leap of faith is the answer in the direction you need to go into, is the answer to all your problems. But you know, like you said before, when you think it's a leap of faith until we get into it and we realize, oh, this is just the answer, and this was the direction I need to go into. Now everything's gotten easier. I mean, I sit there and look at my paycheck and go, okay, I made $248 in 2 weeks working at a job. But yesterday, I made almost $200. And you start weighing things out and go, okay, can I do that? Okay. And then people go, what happens if you don't make the money tomorrow? Well, first of all, I got to get rid of you and your negative ass and go. But on the other aspect, you have to also look at people and say, tomorrow is just one day out of 365 days. Okay? Or my favorite one was, when I first got here, I was living in an apartment and I didn't have enough money to actually buy food, so I actually was not eating for 4 or 5 days. My angels came to me and said, you need to find the solution to everything. I said, the solution and everything, and look for the good in everything? They go, yeah, you've been wanting to fast, but you never had the motivation to do so. You just fasted for four to five days. So you see, you can find the positive in everything and realize, how do you feel right now? Do you really feel like you're starving? I said, no, I actually feel really good. Like I just had a cleansing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what started the whole thing off, too, of getting myself that clear. And my senses were so open and focused that I could listen again. And I could go back and listen to my guidance clearly. sure, there was other people and other things that every once in a while knocked me off the path, but it was the ideal that I already had the foundation of all this stuff. I knew exactly what I needed to do. I just needed to stop listening to human beings. And people get crazy with that, too. And I sit and go, humans drive me crazy. And they go, you make you sound like you're from the planet. I said, there's some days I feel like it. Because some of the things I see, I cannot imagine anymore. You know, to sit there and have it, see a woman with a guy, and she'll sit there and say that she needs to stay with that man because she needs a father for her child. When he's a drug addict, he's a drinker, he beats her up all the time. How can you get through to somebody like that? And it's the idea of trusting what you're doing and trusting the guidance that's coming through you that it will resonate with that person. I remember that one, too. The lady said, I'm going to stay with this guy because I need a father for my kids. And I said, you know something? I wish I had a father just like that. He is fantastic. He's a great man. I just love this guy. Where can I get one of these at? And she came back and she's like, I need to get out of here, don't I? And I said, yes, you do. So, you know, there's some days you can't. Go ahead, sweetie. I'm sorry.
The other thing I do in situations like that is I just say, dear God, please let your words be my words so that they'll get what they need.
Well, heck yeah. I just want to say one thing to you, April.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm not going to sit there and get crazy anymore. I'm going to say, I want to know what you have to add to this because I feel like you're picking some good stuff up.
Oh, well, since you were not letting me get a word in, I just typed. I told her in the chat room everything I was seeing.
So, are you trying to imply something there?
Well, she can read what I typed in, like, let me know if she has any questions.
The only question I had was, that's one thing, I used to be very creative. I used to write and make things, and you know something, I haven't done that for years. And it's like I stuffed it all away because I didn't have time because of, you know, work and everything else and responsibility. So I am getting the sense that I do need to get more into that side of who I am to help get rid of these, and well, not get rid of, but open up and release the blocks that I have going on. So what you said in the chat room, you know, about the balancing of the scale and getting creative really makes a lot of sense to me. So
that could also be like finding time is also a balance issue, finding time to do what you like, do the creative stuff that you used to do.
It's a huge issue for me. My work day with my commute is 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave much time for my healing work, so somewhat of a social life, which is maybe an hour a day, and then sleep. You know, sleep is the last thing on the list. So.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Because, I mean, I have to say one thing, too, with the situation I was doing was, that was the one thing that motivated me because I liked doing my meditations and all the stuff that I was doing. It was like the idea of asking myself flat out, what do I enjoy doing? This is what I've loved all my life. And I got caught up in it, thinking that job was security. And it was actually keeping me away from what I love to do. And that was becoming really a problem and saying, okay, I can't do this anymore. I have to walk away from this. And I really got to prove to myself that I know I can do this, so therefore this is the time to do it. And you just, it's almost like being in a boat and you know that the journey needs to start, and you just push yourself away from the dock. And so I know I might get into a storm in 5 minutes, but I know one thing for a fact. I will never know unless I do it.
So, yeah, that's right, and never know unless you take the leap of faith. So it's always a lesson.
I have, you know, since I made that leap, I've never turned back. There's been some times where, you know, my mom is like, she's the worst. well, you're having a little hard time, so I think it's time to go find a part-time job. I said, no, it's to sit there and go back within myself and ask myself, where did I create a block? That's the thing. Everybody thinks that, you know, the world is going to save you. The world is what's causing the imbalances in the first place.
Well, I'm actually really lucky in that aspect, is my family is very supportive and they want me out of the job, so because it's taking me, you know, it's so long in all aspects of my life. So, but anyway, so thank you. I have other people, I'm sure, in the queue, so I just want to thank you very much for taking my call and the wonderful energy in the room, and I'll be sure to be tuning in again.
I just want to say one thing before you go.
Okay.
You're a reader. You're a reader, and right now I'm actually trying to get some readers together to be on this show at least one day a week, where we could have at least two to three to maybe four different readers on the show, so people can actually get some different insights and different directions on the things they're coming in to ask us about. And so it's just one of those things of inviting you to actually be a part of that.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for that, and I'll have to check into what time you're on and if I'm available.
Oh, no problem. I'm just saying, putting out the invitation
I can make myself available. So, but thank you very much for that, and I honor that. And thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
It's wonderful. You're welcome. Thank you very much for taking my call.
All righty. But definitely keep in touch with us and tell us how things go with you, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a great night, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye.
So, Dee, with the situation going on, I need to. One thing I've been trying to do too is, how much time do we have left?
19 minutes before it starts recording.
Okay, cool. Let's see. I'm sorry if
I. Guess who's coming up next?
You?
No, 603. Marcus is on.
Okay, I want Simpson to put a thing up real quickly. So you said we have much. How much time do we have left?
19 minutes before we start recording.
Minutes.
Okay, I just want to sit here and tell everybody that I want to sit here and give a acknowledgement to our sponsor, Richard Kalanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Some great products. He's sponsoring our show. You can also sponsor the show too as well. And it's simply just a $40 fee a month, and you can sponsor the show and also get your products, websites, and yourself promoted on this show. Richard Palenga has a great products. And just go to DivineBodyWash.com, and he's actually giving our listeners a chance to actually experience these products by just simply donating to the show. And if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So, therefore, try it out and check out the website itself, because it's really some fantastic products. They're spiritual, they're natural, and they go along with everything that you're trying to do. If you're one of those people who have just changed things or have been on the spiritual path for a long time, it's just one of those things that it can enhance and actually motivate. And so, therefore, check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. Also, I do private readings as well, too, so contact me at 740-500-8863 or through Skype at Skype at 740-601-9835 through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We got some fantastic rates this month, and simply, to put it simply, for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. If you're a person who wants to take and have a party or a group reading, right now, those are usually $150, and they're going for $77 or 77 cents this month. So give us a call. If you want to sponsor the show, which is only a $40 fee, or advertise through the show, which is also another, just a $40 fee monthly on both of those, then give us a call at 740-500-8863. Also, we have our friend here, Dee, who has some fantastic jewelry, does some fantastic readings herself, very insightful insights. So, Dee, tell them how they can get a hold of you and experience those things themselves.
Okay, thanks. Call me at 207-374-5000. 5072. Email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com from my MSN. FairyInTheMoonlight@yahoo.com, spelled F-A-E-R-Y, if you want readings on Messenger. I do everything for donations. For 60 minutes on the phone, it would be a suggested donation of $60, $20 for an email, $20-$25 somewhere in there for Messenger. But I work within your budget, so if you want a reading and you feel like you know my suggested donations are too high for you, just contact me. We'll work something out. I'll try to get back to you within 24 hours. If you're looking for jewelry, I make jewelry using good stone beads like turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, Picasso jasper, all kinds of stones. And I use sterling silver and good hill tribe silver from the hill tribes in Thailand. Contact me at my Spirit with the Messenger box for now, and I can send you pictures to give you an idea of what I do. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be getting into doing that. So contact me, and we can see what we can do. And I take care of that.
Okay, cool.
Jose.
So, April.
Yes.
We'll give them some information so they get a hold of you for your fantastic sessions, too.
I don't have my domain site up yet, but I can still receive donations on my Yola site. And the best way to contact me is through Skype, which is ultraviolet0007. Yeah.
Okay. You ever think about doing any kind of phone sessions or anything like that?
Okay, sure. My phone number is 919-600-1904.
That's a nice number, isn't it? All those sixes and zeros. Really, seriously. So, do we have anybody else in the queue?
603.
Yes, Marcus.
Okay, I thought that was Mark.
Yep, that's Marcus.
We'll go ahead and bring him on and see what's up.
Hi, Mark.
Now, I'm going to say my dear sweet brother and sisters of light. You're all shining so brightly tonight.
Yes. It's kind of like that's
I'm zipping right along.
It sounds like fun, doesn't it? It's just like resonating, just glowing. It's a good thing. I'm hoping that we actually were really
they're all glowing.
With some people here too, huh? What's that? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, yes, we hear you.
With all of us, you would all doing the inner work, the inner transitions, whatever it is I need to do to fully move forward in our life transitions here in 2012 and to fully manifest that which best supports our soul mission and what we've chosen to do here in 2012 and beyond.
Right. Yeah, I was sitting there going over the whole thing.
What do each of you see for that for myself over the next few months, 6 months, or what have you?
Seems like a lot. That's a good question. I'm sitting here. What do you think, Dee? Go ahead, you go first.
Oh, good. You said in the next 6 months, Mark?
Yes, approximately. You know, however, you know, time is linear and there's always variables in the mix. That's with any reading.
Okay, so you're looking to see what's coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the energy around you is going to start to shift
life
again.
Transitions and
you're going to see an energy shift in the next 2 to 3 weeks to maybe a couple of months. I think there's going to be a big energy shift, and you're going to have to start reevaluating some of the things that some of your belief systems. I think you're going to start, not just reevaluating that, but there's going to be, I had it there for a second, it kind of went, flew out the window, but I think you're going to start looking at some of, reevaluating some of the things in your life and how you relate to family, friends, and others. I think it's going to be a time when there's going to be maybe one of those Oprah Winfrey light bulb moments, when suddenly you get something that you didn't get before, so that you're going to start seeing things, not only seeing things differently, but how you interact with people is going to change. That's my first impression.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to do some growing. I think that there's going to be a lot of growth. I think you're going to see that there'll be some doors that will open, but there'll be some that close. Maria Von Trapp, where you know when God closes a door, somewhere opens a window. Sound of Music. Well, I think you're going to find some of that happening. There're going to be some doors closed, but some windows will open. I think you're going to see some fresh air blowing through there. Through your life. It's all going to be, you know, it's like clearing. There's going to be a lot of dead wood that you clear away. New growth. Spring is coming. Things are going to start budding.
Huh.
And things that are no longer useful. I think you're going to have to drop them. There'll be some things you're not going to want to drop. You're not going to want to get rid of them, but it will be in your own best interest to let go of them, because some things, you know, sometimes we hold on to things so tightly it's not healthy. We have to let go. We have to let go, and we have to make room for the new. Sweep out the old. It's spring. It's time for that regrowth time.
Mm-hmm.
When everything, you know, things start budding, everything is fresh, it's new, it's now, and it's time. It's going to be a time to shed, you know, that old heaviness and lighten up, enjoy life. There are times when intensity is good, but too much intensity, it shuts you down, and the people around you, they go, oh, God, you know, because people can feel suffocated and smothered and closed in when somebody is too intense. Laugh, joke, you know, go fly a kite. Put a key on the end of it and see what happens. You might become Ben Franklin. I'm joking a little here, but, you know, it is time to lighten up a little. It's spring and everything's new, and go for it. I'll let somebody else ramble on, because I could totally go on for another 5 hours, but I won't.
Okay, Donnie, what do you perceive?
Uh-huh. No, the only thing I was thinking of most is the idea of clearing boxes between family members, your wife. You're like a lot more closeness. And there has been in the past. Does that make sense? Hello?
Not quite sure on that. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I was picking up a lot of things around family and clearing. And seems
I was
getting
the same thing, Donnie. Well, the question was about 6 months from now.
Okay, guys, just all relax.
We're all agreeing. It's three against Marcus. We're all agreeing.
It's okay, Marcus.
Well,
great
minds think alike.
Okay. Everybody take a deep breath and it's separate.
So I'll just continue doing what I'm doing, I guess, right? And go with the flow.
Yeah, if you sit and go up the whole thing, I mean, I think the biggest thing is it shows a lot of things being cleared out of your life. Like you said, clutter. It could be looking clutter, but, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of things being cleared out in favor of what you've been really focusing on. And that makes a lot of sense. To me, it does.
What I see actually what the block is.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is letting other people's opinions and ideas and beliefs sway your gut instincts and your goals, kind of.
No, I would go with that one, yeah.
Mm, right.
It's like, it's not like they're going, it's like not saying
what do
you
feel with finances?
Finances isn't...
Actually,
to me, I see finances as something that's going to be turning around here, heck, in the next month. That's why I keep getting almost like there's certain things you've been working on are going to start coming through very quickly, sooner than what you had predicted on. Oh my God!
I got the world card, which the world card is a good card for achievement. It's the end of an experience, accomplishment, and achievement, the reaching of a goal. But the point is, you can't cling to what no longer makes sense to you. You have to stop doing things that don't make sense because of
my God,
because of outside influences.
I was sitting there looking at the it's like we have 90 seconds left in the show. I just want to sit there and thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all the callers. Not that we're going to give up anybody if you're still in the queue or anything. It's just the idea of giving everybody a hidey ho, thank you. Also to our sponsor, Richard Palenga, thank you. And also go check out his website, divinebodywash.com. And for all the people out there listening and calling into the show, he's putting a thing out there where if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he'll also throw in a bottle of body mist. So go check out the website, some great products. Also, the situation, we got D, and I wanted to turn to look at some situations with Marcus where I felt like there were some things going on where it's like obstacles are being removed. Some things are going to be happening here the next month where I feel like finances are going to be kicking in. Also, situation.
Love, yes, thanks to all.
It's just the ideal. It's almost like looking at the situation like this, Marcus. There's how things have been thrown in your way. Just to show you if you really are focusing on what you really want to do and showing if you actually have the time to actually fight for it. It seems like there's things that have people have a tendency to say things to you and that kind of stuff, but not really taking the time to understand who you are as a person. And I feel like that's what's going to be happening here in the next two to 6 months, okay? You there, Marcus?
Sounds good.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Yep.
He's processing.
Just someone else in the family is calling my attention.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that last part.
See?
I'm sorry. No, I said I didn't catch the last part of that comment you just made.
Oh, it's just there's someone else in the family calling my attention. But it's the end of the show, and I'll talk to you off air soon, and we'll do another show together on Be Love Now. We'll talk about that off air.
All righty, sounds good. Thank you for the call, and thanks for talking to you.
Line blessings.
You too.
Bye.
See you here.
Okay. Also, D, go ahead and give the information out for you, and so people can get a hold of you too for your man.
Okay.
All right.
Right. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
My phone number for a phone reading is 207-374-5072. Fairy in the Moonlight at yahoo.com, spelled FAERY, for our Spirit Wind the Messenger at hotmail.com for MSN Messenger if you want me to read for you there. Spirit Wind the Messenger at hotmail.com for an email reading or to contact me about my jewelry. My readings, if it's a phone reading, I suggest a donation of $60 for MSN or Yahoo, it would be 2025 somewhere in there. And for email reading, a suggested donation of $20. But I'll work within your budget. I'll try to get back to you within 24 hours, and we'll work something out if you know, you feel you can't do 60, 20, whatever. And also, I accept PayPal. If you're looking for jewelry, my business name is Dreamweaver Designs. Use my Spirit Linda Messenger email for now, and I can send you pictures of things that I do. I use stone beads like turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, different types of stones, sterling silver pendants, sometimes stone pendants, and I use good silver from a tan made in Thailand from the Hill Tribes people. And if you're interested in, you know, I can give you an idea of what I do. And if you have something special in mind, you have some stone, you know, certain type of beads you'd like to use, just let me know. We'll come up with something that should fit what you're looking for. If you're looking for some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be working on doing some of that. So just contact me and we'll work something out.
All right.
And for all my donations, I take PayPal.
Okay. April, are you there too?
I think that covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also give out your information too.
You can reach me via Skype. My Skype screen name is Ultraviolet 0007, and my phone number is 919-600-1904. And I do tarot readings, clairvoyant readings, and spell casting and psychic healing.
Really?
I accept donations of any amount.
That's right. Awesome. April just loves doing the work, and she's very good at it, too, as well. So, Dee, you should take advantage of her spell casting.
That's what she did. She cast a spell on Donnie. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very good spell.
Oh, good. She got spell casting. Cast a spell on my town and get rid of my enemies. Give me my house back.
Yeah, you could also sit there and you could also get her to do one for you too, for Tony, if that's what you still want.
Tony, where have you been? We've moved on.
Well, she has a great
Florida
too, so you should consider that too as well. Also, I was looking at some things here, and obstacles are put in your way to see if what you want is really worth fighting for. And my favorite one is, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given, which means give love to yourself, and therefore the more love you give yourself, it oozes out and touches the world in so many ways. It sets off a chain reaction of nothing but positive, unconditional love, so therefore everybody should be getting exactly what they want and experiencing the lives they've always dreamed of. So on that note, we're going to be leaving. And also, I was going to ask you, Dee, I could have swore I heard you say something yesterday as we were cutting out yesterday.
It had to do with, I'm looking at my life this way now, since I don't get the attention from Tony that he could be giving. He's just sort of there. Once in a while, I hear something from him. The other day, he said he was going to be on this weekend, and I wrote him and told him what was going on with my computer in case I wasn't going to be around, and I heard nothing. But everything has been going in a very positive direction as far as Eamon goes, and I had shared something with him. In fact, I always put things in strange places, but it was, I had written, I'm going into my sent mail, so I have everything up here. It's all open. I had sent him something because, I write poetry, and it was a short one, and he told me that he thought we had probably met before. I'm at that point where, why doesn't anything want to open up for me? It's the idea that I think that when it comes, the right person for me. I know I had that vision, but I'm not sure that this stupid computer will drive me nuts. I'm not so sure that when it comes right down to it, I don't know what to think about Tony anymore. my focus has become very much Eamon because he's right there, front and center. There are feelings there. I may not have known him as long, but there's something very positive. And he's always, because what I wrote to him was, and I there was a the poem that I wrote is very short anyway, and I called it Timeless Love.
Uh-huh.
Out of the mists of time you call me, softly, gently, urgently. Where are you, my love, my heart, the one I've been searching for? Which lifetime is this for us? There have been so many I've lost count. Let's get it right this time. I couldn't bear the pain of losing you again. And when I asked that, we'll go up again. His answer was beautiful. Sounds like we met before. And I found out when his birthday was, which is September 7th, 1956.
Yeah.
And writing, we had a few exchanges back and forth today, and he's very happy to have met me, too. In fact, the other day he gave me his cell phone number in case I had international texting like he does, but I don't have anything like that, but I gave him my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's always going to be, there is still something left with Tony because I can still see him in my mind, but he's never there. He doesn't do anything. Eamon's the one doing something all the time and caring about whether or not I exist. Maybe I'm crazy, but I just can't figure Tony out. I don't even bother to try.
Really?
I don't know. What's your thoughts, April?
April?
She's
suddenly quiet. Oh, she's thinking. Okay.
No. No, April was just letting me know what you had any insights of this thing with her and Tony, right?
Oh.
Yeah, the three of us, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't, like, concentrating. It would take me about 2 minutes to get an answer.
To what? You have to focus on it for a minute?
Yes.
Okay, no. That's okay. If he wasn't focusing on it, give her a little bit of time. Let her to kind of mold over in her head. Let's see. Really? That was creepy and freaking blast. You get bit kids, you know what I'm saying?
Fire out, man.
What?
Excuse me.
So is everyone, like, stop talking because they're waiting for me?
That's pretty much what it is. It's all on your phone. Don't get
We're just being considerate.
Let you focus and shuffle your cards. And I'm
all
sorry.
Right, I've learned to shut my mouth.
Okay.
It's okay. Just look at situations and look at everything going, hey, what's up? And give us some insights, what's going on.
Okay. I think D is maybe like being innocent or a little naive, but she could take control of the situation easily by letting her vixen out because Tony... I think Tony would be easy to be conquered, like a relationship conquest. I think she could easily conquer him and win him over, but I don't think she would want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Well, what do you think about Eamon?
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
And not the cat either. I have a cat named Eamon.
He doesn't seem as exciting as Tony.
Really?
I think you could have either one, though. I think it would be easier to have Eamon.
He's very exciting, actually.
Huh.
Yeah, I agree at this point. Just the things that he says makes it sound like there's, you know, there's actually something there. There's some feelings there, not just on my part.
Right.
He's the one that seems, like I said, he's always there front and center. And Tony just ignores for a while. And the only reason I knew anything about this weekend was because he actually sent me a message on tag to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Because he just sort of goes through stretches and there's nothing, and then he pops up again. And Eamon's there as a constant, appreciating the things that I write and letting me know what a wonderful, fabulous woman I am, et cetera. And
right?
What?
I'm just saying, it's like, look at this, it's like, look at the opportunities. Look at the opportunities of what you want to do. What's going to really work out for you in the process of actually two people coming together and saying, okay, what's up?
Now, so we're going to, go ahead. I don't know.
That's all I'm saying.
Actually, I think I do know.
Exactly. You do. So just go with the flow.
Oh, I'm going with the flow. That's why, because I've gotten to that point where I don't know what to say to Tony. I don't know how to react to him. Eamon, it's easy, because he's paying attention.
Right.
He's paying attention, and I don't know. I think he kind of gets me. Just because I wrote that poem, and it wasn't written for anybody in particular, but his attitude that we probably met before. Wow. No, that struck me. I hate this computer right about now. If it doesn't straighten out, I'm going to really scream. I can never do anything with it. Which one was it? It was the last one. Because he's, no, not that one. Of course not. It's just the way I don't know. It's like, April saw their picture. She said Eamon was cute. He's actually very good looking in my book, but, you know, he's the older of the two, and it's just, I don't know what it is. That's not even it. When I look at something, I can always find the wrong one. I have more problems with one of these days, this thing's going to actually straighten itself out. Either that or I have to get a whole new hard drive, which is not something I look forward to. There's got to be something with the angels have got to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things I need to do, and I can't do a dang thing.
Right.
And that's what bugs me.
All right, yeah.
Oh, come along, computer, do what I want you to do so I can read something. Nope. Oh, finally. Everything I left click and right click stuff comes up. Things block. I have to use the online screen pad just about completely, which does not thrill me. It's most annoying.
Oh, really?
But it's interesting to think I could conquer somebody because I don't feel like I'm not one of those people that wants to. I certainly don't want to. What's the word for it? Yeah, I don't want to manipulate somebody. I don't want to play tricks on somebody. I don't like to interfere with their free will. Yeah, I'm willing to go after what I want. So, without being... I think you understand what I'm saying. You should anyway, Donnie. You know me better.
Right.
It's wrong with this thing. You know, I would never some people I've noticed them, they always want somebody to do a spell to make somebody love them or bring them back. It's like, she got to trick somebody. It's not worth it because you're never going to keep them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It
true.
just doesn't work.
Yeah, but I don't think it's...
Absolutely not.
It could all be different, yeah.
No, I just look at everything now, and more or less I've been focusing on Eamon because Tony's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I really feel anymore. I the things I would have sent him on tagged, I don't now, generally. It's just not the same. If somebody can tell you in one breath, knowing that you might not be around for a while, I'll wait for you, and then they just ignore you, what are you supposed to think?
Yeah.
When you don't really know what they're going through, is he somebody that's going to always be inconsistent? Because I don't want inconsistency. I want somebody that's going to actually be there. Hmm?
This card I have for Tony, yeah, he looks pretty inconsistent in this card. You're talking about Tony, right?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That does not work for me.
Okay, who's that? That's weird.
Yeah?
He doesn't seem settled enough to have, like, a committed relationship. Like, even things that he thinks, like, he doesn't even realize what he's doing wrong most of the time. He just goes with the flow, and he's all nonchalant about everything. He thinks that everything is fine, but it's not. He just doesn't know how to handle himself in a relationship. It's not like he's meaning to do anything wrong. That's just how he is.
I think that makes sense to me. Yes. Mr. Anthony Hewitt. Now, he just seems to be, you know, once in a while somebody that, if somebody's going to be inconsistent, you never know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
When you don't know where you stand, how can you have a real relationship? Because you're always going to, if you have to drag, you know, everything out of somebody, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for working at a relationship, but come on. Yeah, you can only do so much at once in that sense. I mean, no relationship should have to be so difficult that you can't enjoy the relationship.
I think with Tony, you have to crack the whip and just dominate him, and that's the only way you're going to get what you want.
Ugh. I don't want him. These people want to be dominated, no. No, I the last fiancé I had, his attitude was he was an alpha male. And he said, you don't want somebody that, you know, they're wishy-washy, they can't make up their mind. Absolutely not.
Exactly.
I don't want somebody dominating me. I want somebody I can partner with.
Yeah, argue.
Well,
somebody
then,
that's
sounds like Tony's not the guy then.
I wouldn't think so. No, I mean, when that's what it... No, I wouldn't want to do that. And why don't I... No, that just doesn't... Yeah, because Eamon's attitude this morning after something I said to him, he said, it really is a joy to have found you too, Dee. And I won't read the rest of it because it's personal, but it's just the idea that somebody cares that I exist. And they're there just about every single day.
Yeah.
There's that consistency. There's somebody when I told him there might be another poem or something this week, I meant this weekend, if I get something finished or some more written on the story that I've been writing, he was glad to say I was inspired.
because I know that's something I have to keep doing, because I do want to become a published author, among the other things I want to do.
You want to become a what?
Tony, just a published author.
Oh, cool.
I've started a short story, which may turn into a novel, and I was reading it to Melissa, Donnie knows who I mean, the one in Kittery, Maine, and I had only written so far, and I was reading it to her one night because it wasn't that terribly long, and she was just so engrossed in it. She says, promise me you'll finish it, because she was just, I had her right there, and then I did write some more on it and corrected a few places that needed correcting. And when I shared it with, she told me I needed to write, and I shared it with Eamon, and his attitude was, he found it good. So other people have told me I have to write because they get right into whatever it is I'm writing, and I've got a novel on the back burner that will eventually, I want to make that into a series. I don't want it just to be one book. I like the characters too much. So hopefully I can do something with what I do. Somebody told me that it was going to be published, which would be nice. At least, but before I shuffle off, I can at least have something that I did with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my life to just be, to have been for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the gifts, I might as well use them. I'm supposed to use them, and it's more about using them than not. Do you know anything about Blu-rays, Donnie?
I think Donnie, went to the bathroom or something.
Okay. Maybe you do, because Melissa told me about them. Because I told her I'm an indigo, and she said she thought it might be a Blu-ray as well. And she thinks I'm an empath. But I haven't... All my stuff isn't totally out there yet. And it should be, but I think there's been a lot of blocks over the years. And I'll have to go look Blu-rays up. Find out what they're about.
I still think there's other guys for you, besides Tony and Eamon. But,
Oh, thanks. Maybe.
I mean, you can have...
I don't know. There's some...
Did they listen to the show?
No.
Oh, good.
Tony's in England and Eamon's in Ireland. Oh, no. I did send something to Eamon once so he could hear my voice. It was when I was on Marcus's show. No, it wasn't Marcus's show. It was some... Forgotten which show it was, but wherever it was, it wasn't where he would know that I talk about him. No, I wasn't going to do that one to him. Not at all. But he certainly, there's something about him that just draws me in, and because I've gotten past, I think I went past a long time ago looking for the soulmate connection. I went right for the what's the word for it? The twin flame. There have been other people that I thought that had potential at one time. Now I don't see it that way.
Oh.
No, because there's a guy named Peter that I used to think was my twin flame, but I just don't see that. I don't see that going anywhere. And a guy named Brendan. Peter's in Scotland, and Brendan's a man, an Irishman who comes over to this country, and we almost met once, but he got a bee in his bonnet and screwed it up. And he goes through phases when he might be friendly or he just ignores me altogether.
Well, I think it's because you feel so whole and complete as a person already that it's hard to draw to yourself a partner. Does that make any sense?
I would never have thought that about myself.
But,
I know what you're saying, but I guess I've never felt that way about myself because my self-esteem is still boosting itself up. I've never had a lot of self...
I've never had that confidence that other people have. And it's not that everybody has self-confidence, but I've never been one that's had a lot of it just from my upbringing, the way it always was.
Do you feel a void?
What?
Like, do you feel empty?
Yeah, there's a piece missing. It's